How do you know when your marriage is really over? I think when you don't know your husband's name.
When do you not know your husband's name?
Well, you just can't pronounce his real name. So a woman has gone viral on TikTok now after admitting she can't actually pronounce her husband's name and has been referring to him as babe or baby for the past couple of years because she can't pronounce
that.
His name.
Because
you
what happened? Because I'll tell you why. Because when she first met him, it was a difficult name to pronounce. And then once she fell in love with him, she didn't want to be like, by the way, how do you pronounce your name? Because it's like, now it's too late. Like initially, you don't want to, you're trying to get the guy to fall in love with you. So you don't want to be like, how do you pronounce your name? Because it's such a turnoff. You should know, like, you're into me. You should know how to pronounce my name. And then you get to a point where it's just too late to ask. You know what I mean?
No, listen when the preacher says it.
Oh yeah, that would be good. At the wedding, you could just pay attention to, oh, that's how it is.
Yeah, so if you're married, that's a little bit different than just dating the guy.
It's too late by then.
Yeah, so she's gone on TikTok now to call herself out, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been calling my husband baby for the last 3 years because I don't know how to pronounce his Swedish name. It's like Ragnar.
I don't have a good feeling about that marriage. I really don't. I don't think it's going to last.
I love that she's even trying it on us. Like, you know, Ragnar, I don't know.
It's your husband.
Right.
Mrs. Yeah. and Mr. Ragnar, blah, blah, blah. Right. You can't, I mean, really? You don't know your husband's name. It's not going to last.
But maybe the priest, whoever married you, mispronounced it in the moment, and maybe he looked at her and went, didn't even pronounce my name right. And then she was like,
yeah, I don't even know what your name is.
Right. Well, so what does she do? She ask his mother? Like, does she ask him? Does she say,
no,
how
you
do
go
you say
on
to
TikTok
your...
You go on TikTok and you go viral by not knowing your husband's name. So sometime tonight I want you to ask Joe what your name is.
Thank God his name is Joe. Like, can you imagine if I started dating somebody who had a name I couldn't pronounce? Oh, I did, though. I actually dated a guy who had one of those really, really Irish. He was from Ireland. He had those ones really, really Irish names. And I could never fully pronounce it, especially like in the Irish way. So I just, you know, I just did like a American bastardization version of it. And he never corrected me. So we didn't go out that long, only for like, you know, a summer or something, but still, like, it was one of those really, it was a Gaelic name. It was like a very Irish
right
name. And when he said it, it would be like, murder. So I was like, okay, I don't even know. What was that?
But you didn't marry him. At least
no,
when you
true.
Marry him, you say, blah, 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 I take you. At least you know his name when you say that. But
right, yeah.
you're in bed having sex. Baby, what's my name? I don't know.
Say my name. Can you imagine they're having sex? Say my name.
Daddy.
No.
No, say my name right now. I like that. Say my name. I don't care if you know what I want on my hot dog. That's right. Fine.
Right.
I don't care if you know what kind of shampoo I like. Mm. At least learn my name.
Right. Pronounce my name.
Right.
Yeah. Good point. Speaking of couples, I don't know if you saw this something else on TikTok. It's a video. So it's hard to describe on the radio. I'll just describe it to you. So it's this dude. There's a big mall here in New Jersey called the Menlo Park Mall. It's the mall. Like, everybody in New Jersey knows it. They go there. It's huge. It's like when you and I were on Long Island, there was the Smithtown, you know, that mall in Smithtown, whatever.
The Walt Whitman Mall.
Well, Whitman Mall. Yeah. So it's like Menlo Park Mall is the mall in New Jersey. So this guy is he's a YouTuber. So he's got this going on YouTube, and another friend of his is running it for TikTok. And this is his moment. He's been with his girlfriend for 3 years. They've went through lockdown together. He's madly in love with her. I guess, I don't know if they met at the mall or something. I don't know why he decided to propose at the mall, but he gets down on his knee and proposes to her live on all these social media platforms. And she says, no. She turns him down and turns around and walks away like, no, like, What's wrong with you? Like, why would you think I'd want to marry? And it wasn't just a regular no, I'm sorry. It was a no. Like, who are you?
And they were together for how long?
3 years.
That's just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't just a no. It was a no. Like, what would I want to marry you for?
Yeah, it was a humiliating no. At that point anyway. So, you know, why don't we might as well get married? We're married anyway, so let's get married. Well, at least he got out of that. You know, he didn't spend more time in that relationship if she's going to say no. Because there's no coming back after that. You're not going home and making dinner and watching TV once that happens.
No, it's over by then. It's definitely over by then. David Steele says Tito's real name. That's his. Are you guys married? I don't know if it's husband or boyfriend. Tito's real name is Filberto. I'm going to ask him how to pronounce it later when I get home. I'll let you know.
So what do you call him? Phil? You just call him by a nickname?
No.
Tito?
Tito. Okay. Tito. Yeah, everybody calls him Tito. I thought his name was Tito, but I guess I know people named Tito and that's not their real name. That's like their nickname. So I understand. Well, I said no to a boyfriend who proposed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was somebody I was with for 2 years. But at that point, once someone proposes to you and you say no, that relationship is over. Yeah, like this, where do you go from there? Yeah, because it's you're just not on the same page anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought we were just having fun. And it just so happened to last 2 years. And my attitude was like, yeah, this is good until I meet somebody better.
Now, looking back, are you glad you said no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not only am I glad I said no. Now I'm thinking, like, what was I doing with him for so long? I think I was just I dated him because I liked him when I first met him. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know if I ever told him I loved him. Like, I don't even think I was ever in love with him, which is even weirder why he proposed, because our relationship was just, you know, we were both working like crazy all the time. So it's not like we were together that much. You know, he lived in his apartment. I lived in mine. We weren't even, you know, I didn't even see him that much. Like he was just a guy that I was dating exclusively for like 2 years. I met his mother. He met my mother. So I guess that's kind of makes it a relationship. But yeah, I mean, the minute he proposed, I was just, not only was I shocked and not pleased, I was actually angry. Because I was at my bar that I was bartending. It was a really hot day. I was sweating and gross. And I think I've told you this story before, but it was like, it was one of the hardest, I was working a double. Mm-hmm. It was awful. And he just came in the bar to get a beer and then proposed.
Did he have a ring?
No.
Oh, so he just said, hey, let's get married.
Well, he had asked his mom for a ring. He was going to do it anyway. He was going to do it that week anyway. Mm-hmm. But he said, it was just this moment where I saw you, you were working, and I just thought how much I loved you and how beautiful you looked. And I just thought, I'm really feeling it right now. So for me, now was the moment. And I was like, do you really think that a woman waits her whole life to get proposed to when she's sweaty with her hair in a ponytail behind a bar? Like, this is not my moment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want your proposal story to be, but I guess if I really loved him, then that would have been a really romantic, really romantic. Like, he couldn't wait another minute. It was so cute. I was sweaty with the ponytail. I was bartending. I had tequila all over me. Do you know what I mean? Like, then it would have been like a really cute story, but I didn't love him.
Yeah.
So.
You have no romantic bone in your body.
That's true. Too.
So yeah, it could have been on the bow of a ship, you know, watching whales going by, and you would still say that no.